computer problems.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. The world's largest maker of computer networking equipment is freezing hopes for a rally on Wall Street this morning. Cisco Systems posted a 27% drop in profit last night. Cisco also said incoming orders fell sharply last month. Bellwether MasterCard will report earnings today. Stores from Costco to Gap are telling us today how retail sales went in January. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
January was full of big sales. It was also full of job losses. Stephen Platt runs the Platt Retail Institute in Chicago. He says vicious winter storms didn't help retailers either.
Weather is a big factor. You start factoring that in, you start factoring the state of the economy, the earnings are going to be very disappointing.
Platt says far fewer shoppers tramped through stores than retailers had hoped. Retail analyst John Morris says stores are steeling themselves for a quiet spring, in part because of their own efforts to lure customers with huge markdowns.
The big concern on retailers' mind is what kind of an impact this promotional activity has had on the psyche of the consumer. 80% off is the new 60% off.
He says if the consumer is now hooked on bargains, stores will face tough conditions for the rest of the year. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Yesterday, the Dow lost 121 points to 7,956, a loss of 1.5%. Markets in Europe remain lower across the board this hour. That's even after an interest rate cut by the Bank of England. The rate's now at a record low of 1%. The Senate is still chewing on its version of the economic stimulus package. It now tops $920 billion. The latest addition is a tax credit for home buyers. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch has more.
If you're thinking about buying a house, this might be a nice sweetener. How about a $15,000 tax credit when you purchase a home as your primary residence? That's the amendment the Senate passed by unanimous voice vote last night. Republican Johnny Isaacson of Georgia proposed the amendment as a way to encourage people to buy homes. That would stabilize housing prices, whose freefall helped trigger this economic mess. The tax perk would cost $19 billion, ballooning the total stimulus to $920 billion. The full tax credit would apply to homes worth $150,000 or more, and purchased within a year of the bill being signed into law. Homes worth under $150,000 would get a credit worth 10% of the purchase price. A Senate vote on the stimulus package could come as early as tonight. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Mr. Clean not only has a thing for floors and countertops, but apparently cars as well. The Wall Street Journal says Procter & Gamble is rolling out a chain of car washes. P&G says car cleaning is a $35 billion industry in the U.S. The new chain will be called Mr. Clean Car Wash.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. American Public Media presents Repossessing Virtue, fresh thinking on the moral, spiritual, and ethical aspects of the economic downturn. Gain perspective at speakingoffaith.org.
With all this talk about a stimulus package, there are plenty of economists, historians, and bloggers taking this as an opportunity to step inside a time machine. The dial inside that machine is set to 1933. There's new fascination with the New Deal. Our economics correspondent Chris Farrell is among those time travelers. Chris, some recent op-eds say the New Deal made the Great Depression worse. What's your take?
Well, my take on it is the New Deal was a success. And you have to be a little bit careful about defining that and not setting up a straw man. The New Deal was not perfect. It didn't, solve everything. But remember, we had 25% unemployment, and actually really higher than that if you include the underemployed. And the New Deal basically did bring people back to work.
Now, a big part of the New Deal was stimulating wages. And you have those that say, great, wages were high. That was supposed to increase purchasing power. But really what happened was they were so high that industry ended up being choked.
Yeah. And there, you know, in defending the New Deal, I mean, remember some of the things that were done. We had Social Security. We got the FDIC. You got the Securities and Exchange Commission. We went for some higher wages to try and help out the factory worker. Not everything worked. Not everything was perfect. And real wages were going up anyway. I mean, if you had a job, I mean, think about it. If you had a job and you're getting a regular paycheck, just think how much farther your dollar went during the Great Depression because of falling prices, right? I mean, that's one aspect of looking at a deflation that goes along with the Depression.
When it comes to Wall Street, I guess a difference in the 1930s was that you didn't see images of green and red arrows for the Dow and the S&P everywhere
right.
you turned. And the Dow didn't actually hit that level that it was at in 1929 until, I think, the mid-50s.
Right, 1954.
What kind of parallel can you draw there as people really are still so nervous about what the market's doing right now?
Well, you know, one of the things that happened during the Great Depression is you get the decline in 1929, then you get the decline in 1930, and then you get a decline in 1931, and people are going, well, it can't go any lower. 6 months later, you were completely wiped out mm-hmm. because the Dow went down 89% and did not hit its low until July 1932. Parallel I would draw is the history of financial crises is that they're longer and they are deeper and they're harder to get out of than we're thinking about right now.
Well, New Deal, stimulus package, whatever you want to call things right now, how about leaving us with some new hope?
Well, I think that, you know, it's very clear that the package that gets passed, the new New Deal, whatever you want to call it, let's just call it a fiscal stimulus package. It's the right thing to do. It's an insurance policy. And monetary policy is doing what it can. It now needs some help on the fiscal side.
And that is our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thank you.
You can share your thoughts at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.